Today we join Pastor John and others as they recount testimonies from the recent Voice of the Prophets conference.
He is, and how he truly cares. He sees us, and he cares about us, and he knows us more than we know ourselves. And in his mercy and tender kindness and grace, as all powerful as he is, as he reaches down in that tenderness and touches our lives and does things for us that are so unique and personal, that has his signature all over it, sometimes it can just break our heart for joy, if you know what that's like. And as we declare those awesome things that God does, it literally changes the atmosphere around us. As we draw near to God, God draws near to us. The angels of God draw near. Spiritual warfare is actually waged as we declare the praises of God, because the enemy can't stand that. There's power in that. And above all things, when we testify to the good things that God has done, things that astound or amaze us, that surprise us, what it does to those who are listening is it gives them hope. Because maybe you're in a place where you have just been battered down so bad and beaten down so bad, having experienced such pain and such discouragement and disappointment, that you wonder, does he really see me? Does he really understand? Does he care what I'm going through? And when someone testifies how that they've been in that place and God was able to break through that darkness and to touch their lives and bring that spark of hope and of love and redemption into their heart, it sparks that same hope in other people. They begin to say, wow, if he can do that for them, then yeah, he can do that for me too. It gives me just a little bit of faith. And all we need, Jesus said, is the faith as a grain of mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds. If we can lay a hold of that and somehow grasp just what a powerful and compassionate God he is and how much he loves us, then great progress has been made, and amazing things can happen. So in that spirit, I've asked the five of us who have went to share very briefly, no more than 5 minutes, liberal 5 minutes, in what ways God touched them over the course of this conference. It was a pretty amazing thing. It was about 1,200 people there. Awesome worship team. You're going to see a clip of that later on. Speakers like Randy Clark, for those, if this means anything to you at all, Randy Clark, Patricia King, Larry Randolph, Bob Jones, Graham Cook, missing one, Jamie Galloway, hysterical guy. If those names mean anything to you, that's who was there. If they don't mean anything to you, oh well, that's okay, doesn't matter. But Karen, would you like to kick this off, dear? It was a pleasure to, you know, if I get started, I won't be able to stop. Karen, get up here and shut me up before I just make a fool of myself. Thank you, dear.
Well, as you know, it was called Voice of the Prophets, and I was really hoping that after the impartation that I get a prophetic word on what to talk about, and it didn't happen. But I think what touched me the most was the outpouring of God's love. We went in, and I felt totally like the new kid on the block. I mean, I've only been walking with God for about 3 years now. And just really was put at ease. Like John said, there were about 1,200 people there, and they were all on fire for God. And that was amazing in itself. But at one point, we were asked to pray for the person next to us. And we were to pray our heart's desire. So I did. And throughout the next probably 3 or 4 worship sessions, it just totally came undone. Just felt the love of God. Just really felt touched. I was crying, wondered why I wore makeup. And it finally dawned on me that what I had prayed, my heart's desire, was for a love encounter with God. And that's exactly what I got. But going back to feeling like the new kid on the block, you know, with all those big name speakers, you know, I'm thinking, this is never going to happen for me. I haven't been walking with God long enough. I can't do this. But they really stressed that there are no levels. There are no levels with God. It's for all of us. All these gifts that he has, they're for all of us. And that love encounter, it wasn't just for me. It's for everyone. He wants all of us to feel that. So.
Awesome. Awesome, man. Amen. Dave and Patsy, would you guys like to come up? Karen, I love your new kid on the block zeal, by the way, man. It's just inspiring.
David and I have done a lot of conferences over the years, and there's something about stepping out of your everyday when you go to a conference. You have to pay money, you have to book a room, you have to get in your car or plane or whatever you're going to do, and you have to make effort to go. And there's something about that making an effort that puts you in a new mindset. It's like we've always had... we were given advice many years ago to get our money's worth, and so we always have that mindset. It's like an adventure, and I was particularly excited about this adventure, and I want to cry. Forgive me, I'm not a good. If God touches me, I'm a crier. But anyway, a few months ago, David got a word, and it really was, it's like he functions individually as a Christian, and I function individually as a Christian, but we're very much a couple in our Christian walk. And over the years, he and I have served a lot together. We've... just done a lot of things together in the Lord. Now I can't see. a few years back, and it seems like 40, but a few years back, we stepped out of the time slot. What would you call that? It's like God has little segments in your life. Season, thank you. I knew it was a simple word. We stepped out of the season that we were in, and it was so evident. It was really interesting how real it was to step out of a season. And when we stepped out, I had this excitement. I was like, whoa, this is cool. This is neat. This is exciting. We're heading to something new. Well, at first, like I said, I went through this excitement. Then I went through this out of sync feeling. And it's like everywhere I went, I was old and everybody was young. Everywhere I went, I was due and they were established. Or I would be the conservative one and everybody else was very free. But we actually have places where I'm just the wild woman and everybody else is very conservative. But wherever it was, I'm never quite there. I'm always a little out of sync. So anyway, there was one of the speakers at this conference was Larry Randolph. And the bottom line of, he spoke a couple times, and the bottom line both times was love. And this was the word that David got a few months back. I mean, so strong, it was like no guesswork to it. And I really felt like it was for us, him very much as an individual, but for us as a couple. And the teaching that, one of the teachings that Larry did that was really, really interesting and just caught me was, it was a teaching on the past, the present, and the not yet. And I use the word not yet because it signifies soon, close, where future always seems really out there to me. So I have felt like I've been living in the present, which is a good thing because God is certainly in my present, but I felt like I have this not yet there, and I couldn't get to the not yet. Well, I can't really explain how or why, but he taught on that, and I felt like, and God has confirmed to me, that I have stepped into my not yet. So my not yet is now, and it's a very good thing because I have felt like I wasn't in step with the Lord. I don't think that I was actually out of step with the Lord, and I don't know if that all makes sense. I just felt like there was this little thing in my mind that was always, well, you shoulda, you coulda, you woulda kind of thing, and I don't function, and I know nobody functions with that like negative reinforcement thing. I need that positive reinforcement thing, and God gave me that. Karen was saying she really wanted something in her prophecy, because this was a prophetic conference. We had opportunity to have prophecy spoken over us, and in my prophecy, it was right back to Christianity 101. The Lord told me he loved me. But then he said, I don't just love you, I really like you. And that reminds me of some stupid movie or something, you know. But I really needed that for whatever reason. And I really felt like he actually confirmed that I might be the old one among the new, or the wild one among the conservative, or the whatever among, you know, and I'm just out of step, but he loves me. And so it was very, very much a blessing to me personally, and a very real touch. And I really felt, and then God has confirmed it. Actually, he confirmed it before I ever got there, and I can't go into all that, but there were just very point in place things have happened to me the last couple weeks where I have had opportunity to, in love, bless somebody that I just hadn't been able to kind of find for a while. I don't know what was going on, but I just wasn't there, and all of a sudden, God has brought me into a place where I have had, I don't know, like a new outlook, a new whatever, and not to say you can't get that here, you absolutely can, but for some reason, when you go away, you step out of your ordinary, and you expect a lot, and God is a God of great expectations. He fulfills great expectations, and he did that for me.
Minutes into 5 minutes, I'm going to need a miracle. That's about, there you go. Well, Larry, since it was a prophetic conference, Larry said, we know we're in a new season, and things are changing in the outward world, and things are changing all around us, and also in the church, in the body of Christ. And he said the prophetic buzzword for that is it's yet to be determined. Some of the things in the kingdom are yet to be determined. And that's prophetic talk for we don't know what's going on either. So I liked his reality, and he really impressed me in a lot of ways. But I want to impress my brother, Dave Largent, because he said we should read the Bible. So I'm gonna just read right out of the Bible to start with. Acts 2:36, Peter's talking. He said, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, I know the gospel's good news, but if you're standing there, that's bad news. You know, the guy... God says, the guy I sent to save you, you killed him. That you're in trouble, man. So somebody's got to change. There's a change needed, and that's the good news part of it. Because Jesus is Lord. God made him Lord, and the authority is his. And that's one of the things I really appreciated about the conference. I'm at my age, I'm appreciating practical things. We got there and the parking lot was plentiful. We could find parking. Thanks to Darlene and her friend Dulcie, we got wonderful seating. That was the Lord. I just have to be brief here. I'm just going to try to outline this. I'll say some sentences. If anybody wants me to fill in the blanks later, I will. The parking was great. The seating was wonderful. Right up in the front section, 20 of us, and it was reserved. That means we didn't have to stand in line 1 hour before every meeting. We had our seating right there. We could just come in when the meeting started, sit in our places, and it was just one of the most enjoyable, practical conferences that I went to. So all that authority that is in Christ, I saw that worked out in practical ways, but I saw that authority come down, not in a situation where there was a striving or a pumping up, come on, let's just praise Jesus, come on, let's just, you know, it was let's let the Holy Spirit come. You know, now, I all of my life, I haven't been able to allow 1 minute of silence to let the Lord get in anywhere. You know, but that's one of the strong points of Randy. He will say, Holy Spirit, come. And he don't mind waiting a minute or two.